All right. Okay, we're going to get back into here. We're going to do some practicing today. I'm going to do some training, and then we're going to partner up, and we're going to do a bunch of practicing about what we're going to be going out to do this afternoon. I want to just set this up with this idea that we want to, when we're going out sharing, we want to share with a heart of care. Like Jesus had a heart of compassion for people. And there's a great passage in 2 Timothy. It says, I have nothing to do with foolish, ignorant controversies. You know that they breed quarrels, and the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, able to teach, patiently enduring evil, correcting his opponents with gentleness. God may, perhaps, grant them repentance, leading to a knowledge of the truth, and they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil after being captured by him to do his will. And I really, I've taken this verse to heart over the years, just knowing, like, you know, God's heart for us is to care for people, not to get in arguments. And, there's going to be people who are going to be, maybe have some different opinions, maybe they want to argue, and that's just not our intention out there, is to try to win someone with this argument. I mean, if you have a discussion, that's great, you know, having a conversation, discussion about something. But just the concepts of gentleness, the concepts of being patiently enduring, kind to everyone. It's God who grants repentance. We can't make someone come to Christ. We can't twist them. We can't have the perfect logical argument that's going to destroy their argument, and that's what's going to really save them, you know. It's not about that. It's about God moving in their life to lead them to repentance. So just when we're sharing, be sensitive to that, listening. I'm not going to go deep into this, but I do want to just highlight listening, asking good questions. You know, when you care for someone, you want to know about them. What do they believe? It's not just always about, I'm here to share what I believe, but to understand who someone is, what they believe, what their thoughts are. To have a conversation, you have to understand someone else. And so just good questions if you're talking with someone, what their spiritual beliefs are. How did they come to those beliefs? Everyone has a journey and a process they're on. How did they come to those particular beliefs themselves? Some worldview type of questions. What do you think is wrong with the world we live in? You know, everyone kind of is thinking about these problems in our world. How do they solve the problems of this world? How can the world be fixed? You know, what are the solutions that they have, that they think are going to be the answers for our world? What do you think about Jesus? Just what do you think about him? Who was he? Who is he to you? Do you consider yourself to be near or far from God? It's a good question. It's self-evaluating. Well, I'm kind of far. I don't believe in God, or, you know, wherever they may be. Could I just share with you the meaning of Jesus' life? And just, are you looking for an invitation? Oh, yeah, sure, okay. Or, no, I'm not really interested. Oh, okay. But just having a bridge to just go further in the conversation. So being thoughtful with questions when you're talking with somebody. It's not just, I'm here to share a message with you. Is to have a conversation and know someone, care for them. And you may get to know someone and build a friendship that goes beyond today. The one of the things we're going to do is this kind of idea of care through prayer. And probably you're going to be in a different setting. Some of you are going to go house to house. Some might be going to parks. Some might be going on a campus. Some might be going downtown. You may be going, it's going to be a variety of different things. But one way to initiate conversation is this little script here. So if you're, let's say you're going to a house, you knock on a door. One thing just to be sensitive, I don't know what COVID sensitivity anymore is like, but just if you're knocking on a door, you know, don't stand right in front of the door when they open it up. You know, someone may be behind there, may be a little sensitive, so just, you know, step back just a little bit so there's some space there. If someone's, you know, worried about some of that, just giving them space, they'll appreciate that. And then just introducing yourself. Hi, my name is Todd. This is my friend John, and this is the script. We are out today trying to care for people in the community. That's what we're out. We're trying to care for folks. We were wondering, are there any needs you or someone you know may have that we could pray for? That's it. And then what do they say? They're going to respond in three different ways, and I'm going to go into that in a minute. But what I want you to do right now is just practice this with each other. Just real simple. Hi, my name is da 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 da. We're out today trying to care for people in the neighborhood. We're wondering, are there any needs that you or someone you know may have that you could pray for? You don't have to pray for each other. Just practice saying that to each other. So pair up and practice. Shouldn't take you long. All right. That should, you should have all been able to do that. It's a pretty quick intro. Did everyone do it? Okay. It's a pretty quick introduction and just exchange. Just getting right to the heart of the matter. This is why we're out here. This is what we're doing. The reason why we say, is there anything, any needs you or someone you might know may have, is because, you know, it gives them opportunity. If you just say you, then they, I'm good, I'm fine. But if, or someone you know, they may have a mother or a father or a grandparent that's sick or has an issue or something, and that may trigger that. Oh, yeah, someone I know. Oh, actually, I do know this person. So that's why it's a good way to ask that question. And so they're going to respond three ways. They're going to respond as a green light, which is, yes, like, I have a need, and they're going to share that need with you, and whatever that is. And if they share that need with you, then you just offer to pray for them right then. Say, oh, can we just pray for that right now? And some people will say, sure, and some people will be like, oh, no, it's okay. But just offer to pray for them. And if they say, yeah, then just pray for them right there. You're going to get a what we call a yellow light, which is going to be someone who kind of hems and haws. They don't know. They're like, yeah, things are pretty good. You know, I don't know. Things are good. Yeah, thanks for coming. Appreciate that, but life's good. And you can respond different ways there. You can try some couple different things. One, you can celebrate that and say, man, that's awesome. We're so glad things are going well for you. I mean, that's great. We celebrate that. Would you mind if we just prayed right now and just gave thanks to God for things are going well and that he would continue to bless your family? So you could still have move at the, take that as an opportunity to pray for somebody, giving thanks and praying for God's blessing in their life. Or you know, you could just thank them, be like, okay, glad things are going really well for you, and, you know, just hope you have a great day, and God bless you, and you can move on. You can kind of feel it out a little bit. You know, some people may be like, oh, no, I'm good, I'm okay, and asking to pray for them may not feel right, but some people may more like thinking about it, and you can just say, oh, we'd love to just pray for you still, and it's a good way to still see if someone would like to receive prayer. And then the third way is going to be just a hard no. There's no, I'm not interested, thanks. Shuts the door, and hopefully that's as bad as it gets. You know, I've done a bunch of sharing. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of people, and I mean, honestly, I probably only had two people that were like super, super rude. Most people are just like, oh no, no thanks, thanks, and you know, they're not real rude. They're just mediocre rude. You know, so you know, they're just not interested. So you know, just thank you, have a good day, you know, God bless you, and move on. You're just really looking, really when we do this, you're just seeing, is God working somewhere? Is God working somewhere, and can we join with God to be his instrument in that moment of time for those people? And see what God does. So if you get an opportunity to pray for someone, then what do you do then? Well, a person may be in a rush. You know, you got to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit a little bit here, you guys. It's like, just try to like feel it a little bit, because someone may be, you're just interrupting their day here, you know, if you're just going right up to them. They may be in a rush, you may kind of feel, oh, they're not really interested. But if you kind of get a sense, you pray for someone and you think, yeah, I'd like to kind of pursue this conversation a little bit further, then here's a great, just a few kind of ways to bridge the conversation and move forward. You know, you pray for them and just say, hey, you know, one of the reasons why we're doing this is because, and you could fill in the blank. This is kind of one of my fill in the blank. We believe God loves everyone and he wants people to know his love. That's why we're out here. We believe God loves everyone, wants everyone to know his love. Have you ever heard the story of his love? No, I haven't. Or yes, I have. You know, whatever. Would you be interested in hearing it right now? So you just give them, you're asking questions, and if they say yes, then we're going to talk about how to do that. One of the reasons we're doing this is because we're part of this teen camp thing, and we just believe God loves everyone, and we just want to share his love with others. Have you ever heard the story of his love? Would you be interested in hearing it? Pretty simple transition. You know, give someone, if they don't want to, they say no, but you're also just sharing why you're doing what you're doing. Okay, so I want you guys to partner up and now practice this part of it with your partner. All right. Yeah, did anyone not get to do it? Practice this? Okay, practice makes perfect. It makes you feel better, more confident when you practice it a little bit when you go out there. That's why we want to practice this. So, okay, so you've been able to pray for someone. That person has seemed pretty open just to receive prayer. So you say, hey, you know, one of the reasons why we're doing this is because we believe God loves everyone. Have you ever heard the story of his love? Maybe, or kind of, or, well, do you care if I shared it with you right now? Just take like 5 minutes. And, okay, that's fine. And then, this is what we're going to learn. Oh, I forget, push the wrong button, or I don't know. This thing. You guys see this before? Yeah. Really? Last night, maybe? Okay, so we're going to learn how to tell the gospel story using the three circles. And this, I really like this because the reason it helps me is it gives me a picture. Not only can I draw it for someone that you can give to someone, but you know, you don't have to draw it for someone. It's a picture that you can have in your mind that you know where you're going, kind of on how to share the story about Jesus. So if I have this picture in my mind, I can just think about, oh yeah, it starts with this one and then here and then here. And it's just a simple way to share it with someone. You know, you could even draw it on your hand. Oh, yeah, there's this, you know, or you could, whatever helps you to share it. Or I've known people who have just drawn it on the ground. You know, like there's this one circle and there's a circle. Or on your phone, there's like, you know, there's drawing apps. You can draw it on your drawing app. I've done that before. Just pull out my drawing app and like draw it on my phone. But it just gives a really good way to think about how to share the gospel in a very simple way, and you can do it in about 5 minutes. So I'm going to walk it through just how I would share it. Different people share it differently, and you got to share it the way you're going to share it. But so it's not like there's this exact perfect way to do it, and Greg may have done it different last night. But I'm just going to give you the way I'm going to do it, and I'm going to ask you to if you have paper and pencil, to draw it out while I'm doing it, and then you're going to practice doing it with each other. So as I'm doing it, think about what I'm saying. I'll try to keep it simple as much as possible. So... Can I share the story with you? Sure. Okay, so this story starts out with this first circle, and this represents the creation, that God created the world. And God made everything, and he made us because God is love, and God loves us, and he made us to love one another. That's how he created us, to love one another and to bring and express his love and his goodness in the world. He designed it as a perfect world. But when we look at the world, we don't see this perfect world that's full of everyone loving each other, right? And people will agree. Oh, yeah, yeah. What we see a broken world. And we can turn the TV on, and we all know there's tons of brokenness. Whether it's our country not getting along with each other, or there's war, or there's been, you know, COVID, or all kinds of things that are just a big mess. And the Bible says the reason the world is like this is and not like this is because each of us has gone our own way instead of God's way. Okay? And that is what the Bible calls sin. So I say it that way for a reason, because when you just say, hey, the world's like this because of sin, people's eyes are going to gloss over because it's like, what's sin? I mean, most people aren't religious. They don't really think about sin. But if you say, like, it's because we've gone our own way instead of God's way, which is basically what sin is, I want to go my own way, not listen to God, and you define it, and that is sin, it helps people understand, oh, okay, that makes sense, right? And sin, it separates us from God. And it brings all the problems in the world that we see. And it brings spiritual and physical death. And, you know, obviously no one likes to be in this place. So we all try to get out of it in different kinds of ways. You know, maybe someone says, if I can just get the perfect job, perfect career, or make the most money, then I can just be happy and be better. Or if I could have the perfect relationship, that's going to make me happy. It's going to heal me. And some people just check out and they're like, I'm just going to use drugs and alcohol to numb all the pain, the brokenness. But you know, the problem is that we're all stuck in this world, and these are like bungee cords. We can never get away from it. We always get snapped back into it. But the good news is, because God loves us and created us, here's the third circle. God sent Jesus into the world to show us his love and to show us his character. And he came and he showed us the message of God. And ultimately, at the end of his life, he died for all of our sin and all of our brokenness. And he took it all on himself. And 3 days later, he rose from the dead and showed that he had the power to overcome sin and death and all of man's brokenness. And this is just a real simple gospel. He lived, he died, he rose. And Jesus said, if anyone would turn from their sin and brokenness and turn to him, making him their Lord, that he would forgive them and that their relationship with God would be restored. You'd be brought back to God. And I like to say here, you know, it doesn't mean everything's perfect. It doesn't mean your life becomes perfect. It means that you've been reconciled back with God. So now you're in this broken world, but your relationship with God is restored. And then I will ask them the question, so where would you say you are at? Would you say you are here in brokenness or close to God through Jesus? A little couple different people. And then there's a couple more questions, but I'm going to leave it there for now. And I want to let you guys practice this. Starting with this, just this, the whole thing that I just explained. I'm going to give you guys opportunity to partner up. And yes, questions. What's that? Yeah, so it's a cycle. It's like you're far from God. Sin is separated from God. Jesus restores our relationship back to God. And ultimately, this is a big, big cycle picture where God's going to restore the heavens and earth and make a whole new creation. He's going to restore everything. The cycle's not perfect right now because we're still in this broken world. Sometimes we'll say it's like when God restores us in our relationship to him, but we live in this world. God sends us back into this world to bring his love to others. That's why we're doing this. To you. That's why we're sharing with you. Any questions? Cool. All right. So what I want you to do is like each one of you, I don't know exactly how much time it's going to take, but 5 minutes-ish. And so try to share it succinctly and not, it's a super, super, super long story. So you may not have a lot of time with somebody. So you want to try to share it thoroughly, but also quickly. So each one of you takes a turn to do it with the other. All right? Go for it. Okay. Everyone done? All right. As you were going through it, did that create any questions? Feel okay? Yeah? All right, what question there?
Are you going to talk about a
quick
and simple prayer
today? Okay. Yep, good question. Yep. Okay. So now there's a kind of another part to it that so you go through it there and then you say, hey, I found or there's two kinds of people and some that are near to God through Jesus, or those who are still in brokenness, where would you say you're at? So you're giving them the question, where would you say you're at? So there's I'd say a couple questions at the end. Where are you? And the second is, where do you want to be? So where are you at? Oh, I'm here. Oh, where would you want to be? And just, where do they want to be? I'm fine here. I'm good. Or actually, I want to be here. Or sometimes you're like, well, I don't know. I'm kind of like over here somewhere. Like I'm, okay. Well, where would you like to be? And then the last one around the question of holding you back. What's holding you back? I'm not going to write all that. What's holding you back from putting your trust in Jesus and being close to God through Christ? Is there anything keeping you from that? So you're just hearing what they're sharing in that conversation there. Where do you want to be? And even they say, oh, I'm over here. I like being in brokenness. Well, what's keeping you from wanting to be close to God? I would still ask that question, even if they're like, I'm content and happy. And it may be, who knows, you know, what the reason is. Well, I'm not ready to change my life. You know, like, I like what I'm doing, and but then I would want to assure them, if that's the decision that they've made, you know, I want you just to know that God loves you, and that you can turn and put your trust in Jesus anytime. He's there for you. And, you know, on your own, at when you're back at your house, anytime, you know he loves you, and you can be forgiven. And I just want them to know that. If they're making a decision and saying, you know, I don't want that, but I want them to know that they can come to Jesus. So what's holding you back? There may be a little conversation there. And then there's Romans 10:9 is a good verse that I just like to share in terms of a verse. It says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And if depending on where someone's at, like, would you like to do that? Would you like to just put your trust in Jesus and tell him you wanna believe in him with your own words and your own mouth? And just giving them an invitation. Sometimes when we get a chance to share the gospel, like, we're excited to talk about God, but we were telling them about this really cool party, but at the end we forget to invite them to the party. It's kind of lame. Yeah. Man, it's a really awesome thing. It's awesome stories, great news. Yeah, I'll see you later. You know, but it's like, you told them about a party, you give them an invitation. Would you like to tell Jesus that you want to put your trust in him and accept him? And, you know, some may say, oh, I don't want to do that right now, or maybe later, or I don't know. You know, so if not at the moment, then that's fine. You can do that when you're home. You can do that on your own. But if they'd like to right now, you can just say a simple prayer and put your faith and trust in him. You can just say, hey, you can just tell that to God in your own words. Or if you would like me to help you, lead you in a prayer, I can lead you in a prayer. And basically, when you're leading someone in a prayer, you're just basically following this same thing. God, thank you that you love me. I recognize that I'm far from you. I've sinned. And I want to put my trust, and I'm going to accept Jesus into my life as my Lord and my Savior. And I want a relationship with you. And I'm giving you a very simple prayer, but that's it. It's their heart that matters. I thank you that you love me. I recognize I've sinned. I'm far from you. I don't have you in my life. And I want to accept what you've done for me and put my trust in Jesus as my Savior and my Lord and Savior. And that just having them tell that to God. Yeah?
What would you do if they accepted, what would you do after that?
Well, I would also pray for them too, if they accept Jesus, and I say, can I just pray for you also? And I would just like to pray that for a blessing on them, God's Spirit to be filling them. And then I would just want to try to connect them to, you guys are going to be going to areas that our churches are in. And I would just let them know, like, hey, we have a church that's here. I'd love to have someone come and meet you from the church, you know, one of the leaders or pastor or something, or could I get your phone number or get your information and try to make that connection? Yeah, but they'd be happy to just keep talking with them. There may be other verses you can share with them, you know, that you'd be like, hey, there's also another great verse. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 5. It talks about we're new creations in Christ. The old is gone and new has come. It's chapter 5, verse 17 through 21. That's an awesome verse too. It's like, hey, you know, can I share this passage with you? Because this is what's just happened. You're a new creation in Christ. The old is gone, the new has come. And then it goes on to talk about he's given us this message of reconciliation that you're an ambassador now. It's not just you get to receive this message, but now you get to be an ambassador for Christ too. And he gives you a mission. So that's a great passage just to share with somebody. And there may just be other things that you can talk with them about. But I would try to connect them with somebody too. Any other questions? Okay, so what I want you to do is just do this second kind of part. Like, so you've already shared this, and now you're going to partner up, and you're just going to practice saying, hey, where are you? Where would you want to be? What's holding you back? you know, the Bible says, is would you like to invite Jesus into your life or accept what Jesus has done for you? Now, when you're going through these questions, you know, don't, it's not like a hardball time where you're like having to like, you know, yeah, what's holding you back? Or, you know, why do you want to do that? And make it a hard conversation, right? It's just practice here, okay? So you may, you know, throw a little challenge in there in the conversation, but, you know, don't give the other person a hard time. So, yeah. Yeah.
What is your language right there? Because I think that's where there's a huge spiritual attack always. What's your simple language? Like, we look at the world, COVID, brokenness, hopelessness, but
yeah.
Circle three. Can you just do that one more time for us?
Yeah, so, I mean, I go back to just, you know, you can just use the good news if you want. You know, but the good news is that God, he loves this world so much that he sent Jesus to show us his love, to show us who he is, to show his love. And then ultimately, he died on a cross for our sin and all of our mess that we created. And 3 days later, he rose from the dead to show that he overcame death and sin. And Jesus said that if anyone would turn from their brokenness and put their trust in him and follow him as their Lord, they'd be forgiven. Is that?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I want you to practice that second part and just leading someone. You don't have to pray together, but just lead someone to an invitation to accept Jesus. All right. Go. Questions that came up out of that? Feel okay? What's holding you back? If there's anything holding you back, I think just give someone an opportunity to express if there's some barrier there. What's the barrier? And then it gives you, that's an opportunity to address that barrier. It could be, I'm just not religious. Or I'm not this or that. And it gives you opportunity to walk through the gospel a little bit more with a person. I mean, you could not ask that question. Where do you want to be? Would you like to put your trust in Jesus? You could jump to that question right now, you know. But someone's going to maybe saying a no, and then you could go, well, what's holding you back? Is there anything holding you back? I just like that question because it allows someone to express kind of their thoughts. And there may be nothing, nothing really. Okay, well, if you'd like to put your trust in Jesus, Romans 10:9 says da 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 da. But gives it opens up conversation. It gives people a chance to dialogue over some other things that may be hard for them to come to Jesus. And one might be, I'm not a religious person. And so you can say, well, you know, this isn't about religion, it's about relationship. It's about, you know, God who loves you, accepts you, not because you go to church, but because he made you in his image and he died for you. And so you get a chance to clarify the gospel a little bit more. That'd be one of the reasons. Any other questions? One more. Yeah.
What if someone doesn't think or believe that Jesus or God is real?
Yeah, so you'll have some people, like, I've shared this with someone, and they're like, I'm nowhere in here because I don't fit. Like, where are you? I'm not in this at all because I don't even think there's a God. And like, oh, okay, well, that's interesting. Well, what do you believe? What do you think? Da, 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 da. And, you know, you're gonna go into a different conversation there. You know, that person may not be at a point where they're ready to put their trust in Jesus. You may just have a different conversation. Well, you know, like those good questions I ask. Well, what do you think? What's wrong with the world? And what do you think's wrong with the world? How do you solve? Then God, this is the story of how God, the Bible, solves the problem. How do you solve the problem? What do you think about Jesus? You know, who do you think he is? Did you ever, you know, have you ever read any of his words, his teachings? You know, you may go in a different direction there. If it goes kind of haywire-y, it just may be a dead end conversation. You just be like, well, this is what God says, this is what the Bible says, and you may not believe that, but I just want you to know that this is the message of God's love from the Scripture and about who Jesus is. And it may just end there, but you may go in a different route. A couple thoughts. Yeah, one more.
What if you meet a person that just doesn't think that
everything's fine? Okay, well, yeah, that would be interesting, you know, like, yeah, I don't know if I mean, some people may think I'm all good, but in terms of like all the problem issues that we see, brokenness in the world, I don't think I've had come anyone that has come across saying that's not the case. I think it's pretty, people will recognize all the brokenness. They may think they're fine. Like, I'm fine though, I don't need God. And Brian brought up a good point about the good news. The good news is because there's bad news out there, right? So the world is broken, separated from God. And you know, I think being able to reiterate, if someone is like, I'm in brokenness, I'm fine, I'm good, actually letting them know, hey, I just want you to know that this doesn't end well. Like, there's a judgment for all this sin of our world, and that, you know, we're all gonna stand before God and have a judgment for all of our own sin, and we're gonna have to pay that judgment. So there is really bad news, like extra bad news. Like, it's not just a broken world, it's eternity separated from God. And I think it's really appropriate to share with that with somebody too, that they would know the full consequence of rejecting Christ. Okay, anything else? One more? You know, to me, it's a work of the Spirit of God, because like, I was totally in no religious background, and someone shared the story with me, and I don't know, it was just like, yeah, I want God in my life, and it's through Jesus, and okay, I'm going to accept that. And I think it's just a work of the Spirit's doing something, he's doing something. But there is a scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, in that same passage about your new creation at Christ, at the end of it, it says, he became sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God. And there's that an exchange, like he took all of it on to himself so that we could become totally cleansed of it. He's God, and he had the ability to take on all of our sins, and he gave us his righteousness. He cleansed us completely so that we're righteous before God. It's a wild story, the gospel. It's a wild idea, and I think the Spirit of God has to move for us to understand and be able to receive it. Yeah. Yeah, right. So someone else paid it for you, right? Yeah, if you were getting a ticket, you had to pay for it. But if someone came and paid it for you, then they've released you from that, and you're free from that. That's good. Okay, so one thing is we're going to get ready to go out. Josh is going to come up. Just to think about, also, if you're talking with people and you feel like you're having a decent conversation or someone's kind of open, look for opportunities to get people's contact, or telling them, hey, we have friends in the neighborhood or in the area, their church, would you be interested in them coming back and meeting you if you're at a house? Then if they do, then just take their house number down, write their house number down, and you can give it to whoever is in that city, and they'll come back and visit. If you're in a park, it may be different trying to get a contact, but if you can get a contact, that's helpful. All right, I'm going to pray, or Josh, you want to come up and pray, and just, I'll pray too, okay. Yeah, Lord, we just thank you. It's in your hands, Lord. We just thank you that you sent us out as messengers and to represent you, sending your disciples two by two, and that you send us out as well. Go make disciples of all nations. And Lord, we do need your Spirit to move and work in and through us, and to give us the words to speak. Don't be anxious what you're going to say, that you're going to give the words to speak. And so I pray you bless these conversations today, that you would divinely just orchestrate appointments to meet people that are in need and are in brokenness and are far from you and just need someone to care for them and to share the love of Christ with them. We pray you would do that, Lord. We're going to meet people that don't want to know, or they're not in the right place, but there may be some out there that are. So God, we just say, we give you our hands, we give you our mouths and our feet to go and be your people during this time. Lead us to those who are in need. Lead us to the lost sheep. And we ask that in your name, Jesus. Amen.